Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Hubert and Mom on the line so far.
Yes, you don't need me doing the reading today, do you, with Angela absent?
Do you want to? I got something for you. I thought you was all into
I'm
the
game.
Well, no, I got it. Thank you. Mom gonna read it.
All we got. Good, thanks.
I'm gonna go ahead and get started. Oh, Mom is not even here. Who is that, Aunt Carrie?
Yes. Did you wake her up?
Huh?
Did you call your mom and wake her up?
No, I just talked to her about 40 minutes ago.
Well, she should be on there then.
Yeah, she should be calling in soon.
Yeah, because she was going to take a nap, but you don't talk to her since then.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if she's taking a nap or not, but I just talked to her about 40 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a little music and try to call Mom on another line, see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Give me the number. Are you all on? You're already on line.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
ready. Got you muted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Latoya calling me. I don't need to answer, do I?
No, you don't need to answer.
I don't know.
You don't need to answer. Just relax.
Hello? Hello?
With who you in? With who you in? At the intro.
No, I can't hear nobody.
There ain't nobody saying anything but the music.
Oh, okay. He'll give me the number so I know. I like to hear it on my phone.
71?
Uh-huh. 71 what?
714.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. Can't get it back right now.
No, no. Okay.
Oh, is that Mom?
Really? Yes. She on. We on conference call, me and her. She forgot the number.
Oh. Yeah.
Somebody done knocked it off. My phone.
Oh, okay. You got it there?
Yeah, I'm all with you, but so I get ready for me
you
to read.
Here? Okay, yeah. You want to pick up on reading?
Oh, yeah. I'm reading chapter 13, starting at 18 verse of Leviticus. And it says, if anyone has a ball on the skin that has started to heal, but it's white smelling or a reddish white spot developed in its place, that person must go to the priest to be examined. If the priest examine it and find it to be more than skin deep, and if the hair in the affected area have turned white, the priest must pronounce the person ceremony unclean. The ball had become a serious skin disease, but if the priest find no white hair in the affected area and the problem appear to be no more than skin deep and have faded, the priest must quarantine the person for 7 days. If during that time the affected area spread on the skin, the priest must pronounce the person seriously unclean because it is a serious disease. But if the area grows no larger than does not spread, it is merely the skin from the ball, and the priest will pronounce the person simply clean. If anyone has suffered a burn on the skin and the burned area changed color, become either redness white or shining white, the priest must examine it. If he finds that the hair in the affected area has turned white and the problem appears to be more than skin deep, a skin disease has broken out in the bone, the priest must then pronounce the person ceremonially unclean. For it is clear, a serious skin disease. But if the priest find no white hair on the affected area and the problem appear to be no more than skin deep and have faded, the priest must quarantine the infected person for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest must examine the person again. If the affected area has spread on the skin, the priest must pronounce that person seriously unclean. For it is clear, a serious skin disease, but if the affected area has not change or spread on the skin and have faded, it is simply a swelling from the burn. The priest will then pronounce the person ceremonially clean, for it is only the scar from the burn. Amen. I just read Leviticus 18 down through 28. Okay.
Okay, I will do a roll call. We'll go ahead and get started with our program for tonight. I have Auntie Carrie, I have Hubert, I have Mom, and I have someone, last four digits, 7682. Caller, last four digits, 7682.
Oh, I think it says me. Auntie Dot, I guess.
Auntie Dot, okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, for this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head while I bless the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again for bringing us together to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come boldly before your throne of grace, asking for divine direction. And Father God, we thank you that Jesus Christ dwells within us in the person of the Holy Spirit, and that he shall lead and guide us to all truth. Father God, by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of deception and every other satanic spirit that would attempt to interfere with us tonight. And Father God, we ask that you send them back to the pits of hell where they belong. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. And Father God, we love you, and help us to be doers of your word. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, amen. We just have Auntie Betty to join us, correct? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening. Okay, we're going to go right on into our program, and I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read part of Psalm 139.
Amen.
Okay. O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising, and thou understand my thought afar off. Thou hast compassed my past and my lying down, and thou art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind me and before me, and laid thy hand upon me. No, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain unto it. Whether I go from thy spirit, or whether I shall flee from thy presence, if I ascend into the heavens, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even night shall be light about me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Carrie. And that brings me to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to share a little bit upon this scripture out of Isaiah 66. And I also like to read a piece about the Antichrist, the enemy of the Messiah. If the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight, the Lord will judge the people with fire, and he will destroy many people with his sword. He will kill many people. These people make themselves holy and pure to go to worship their gods in their garden, following each other into their special garden. They eat the meat of pigs and rats and other hateful things, but they will all be destroyed together, says the Lord. I know they have evil thoughts and do evil things, so I am coming to punish them. I will gather all nations and all people, and they will come together and see my glory. I will not put a mark on some of the people. I will put a mark on some of the people, and I will send some of those saved people to the nations. Etosha, Libya, Lud, the land of Archie, Tubal, Greece, and all the faraway islands. These people have never heard about what I have done, not even seen my glory. So the saved people will tell their nation about my glory. And they will build all young fellow Israelites from all nations to my holy mountain in Zion. Many Christians today, or in every generation since the coming of Christ, the Messiah, have concerned themselves with the identity of the Antichrist or the enemy of Christ. This is due in part to the specific warning of Jesus that false Christ and false prophets. Why try to fool even the people God have chosen? This concern is far older than the first century. However, from its early days, Israel was interested in distinguishing God's genuine messenger from those who only pretend to represent God. For example, in Deuteronomy 18:21-22, the question is raised, how can we know if a message is not from the Lord? Moses replies, that the truth of a prophet's word depends on whether it happens. Passages in the New Testament emphasize the need to distinguish God's message from the counterfeit. Okay? And we'll start up in John 4:1-3, warns that false prophets have gone out into the world. These people are false teachers who deny the Father and the Son and John 2:22, and refuse to accept that Jesus' reality came to earth as a human. Such people speak by the spirit of the enemy of the Messiah. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word and the interpretation and definition of Antichrist. The word Antichrist itself is rare in the New Testament and absent in the Old Testament. Other words are used for this figure. However, Jesus speaks of false Christ as person who will appear in the period before the end of time. Unlike Jesus, such persons will use their power to show off, to prove that they are sent by God, but their real aim is to lead people away from Yahweh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hebrew, where did you say your reading came from?
Oh, you won't get that. This is a special reading out of a New King James Version. This is a teacher edition.
What book?
It ain't no book. It's in between inserts of the Bible from which I'm reading from the one who wrote it. It's everyday study Bible. It's a teaching Bible. So it wouldn't be in regular Bibles. I wanted the everyday study Bibles, NCV, the New Christian Version.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
amen.
There's a version of somebody, the version 1611, but it's a new revised edition, and the name of it is the Everyday Study Bible for the Teachers of the Word. Are we right?
Amen.
Amen.
And TV, they have a lot of research throughout the Bible from the beginning of the end. I think it's an Edison production. I'll look it up, and next time we have prayer next year or sometime between that, I'll bring forth that information for anybody who would like to have one. It's good reading for people who like to study and teach the Word of God in its proper perspective and then live it also.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the everyday insert. Okay, next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to read a portion of Psalm 34, and I'm going to start at the 8th verse. And I'm reading out of the Living Bible, okay?
Amen.
Bless you.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joy of those who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you fear the Lord, you His godly people. For those who fear Him will have all of their needs. Every strong young lion sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from feeling lies. And turn away from evil and do good. Search the peace and work of maintaining it. The eyes of the Lord watches over those who do right. His ears are open to their cry for help. But the Lord turned His face against those who do evil. He will erase their memories from the earth. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescued them from all their trouble. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescued those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve Him. No one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms. That brings me to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah. I'm reading from the Upper Room.
Amen.
Psalm 51:13. I conduct Christmas morning service at a country church in New South Wales. Following the service, I was greeting the people at the door. A neatly dressed young man with long blonde hair greeted me by calling me Mr. Matt. I did not recognize him, and he said, Have you forgotten me? I was the worst kid in your scripture class in high school. I remember and then called him by name. We talked for a while, and he told me that he was grateful for my putting up with him. He had made a decision to follow Christ and become secretary of the student Christian movement at his university. I congratulate him on his position and wishing him well in his future study as a Christian. I learned a valuable lesson that day. We may never know what awaits those who hear God's word. When we tell the message of the Bible, we can rely on God to use our constant proclaiming of faith to do the converting and the calling. Dear God of compassion, help us to see the potential you see in others and to be as a sample for those around us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot, out of Psalm. And all right. Amen. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from the book of Philippians, starting at verse 5. It said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, all right. Moving right on into our program. We are ready to recognize our second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Father God, we come boldly before you to obtain help in a time of need for healing and restoration in our body and in our mind. For you say that your desire above all things that we would be in good health. And Father God, we thank you for being the God who heals us from all sickness and diseases. Father God, we confidently speak your words over our body. For Jesus Christ was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. And we are praying this prayer for all of our sick and shut-ins. And Father God, we ask for your protection and guidance. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. We're at the part where we honor our birthdays for the week of December 28th through the 24th. And I know for one, Brother Hubert, Brother Hubert has a birthday coming up on the 23rd. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize for that week of the 18th through the 24th?
Kiara.
Excuse me.
Kiara, her birthday is when?
Tomorrow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Amen.
I have a sister in Christ.
Come here. Jesus Christ. That'll be next week, but we can honor him. Okay, let's see here. Mom, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Happy birthday. And many, many more. Thank you for that song, Tom.
I would like to say it's a blessing. I thank you all. I'll be 60 this year, 34, 64. Life is 62. Thank God.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. Amen. Okay, we have reached the part of our program where we share what's on our hearts, whether it be a praise report, testimony, a song or a poem, or more Bible verses. So I was on the list, and we go ahead and get started with that. And my first contestant is Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read a little poem from the Daily Guide post. Praying companion. Lord Jesus, I give you my hand to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my eyes to see as you do. I give you my tongue to speak your word. I give you my mind that I may think in, that you may think in me. I give you my spirit that you may pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart that you may love in me, your Father, and all mankind. I give you my whole self that you may grow in me, so that is in you, Lord Jesus, who live and work and pray in me. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Dot, for that reading. I want to go back a little bit. I don't know, Auntie Betty, where did you get your first reading from? What book were you in? You remember?
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11.
Okay. All right. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. And that brings me to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing this song tonight.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Okay. Joy to the world.
Amen.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven let a nature sing, and heaven let a nature sing, and heaven and heaven a nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their song employ, why fields and flood, rock
rock hills and plains. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
To the world. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sarah Cody.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song. Amen, amen. Amen. Okay, all right. That brings me up to Hubert. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. I want to touch on a couple of points, and I want to leave with a song. You know, it's like, praise be the Lord into his kingdom with thanks and praise. Prayer is his house. And I'd like to thank the Lord for letting the Netherlands Family Hour of Prayer get to this distance as how long we've been continuing on gathering our congregation as a family. And that is most blessed to have a family that pray together, stay together. And that Aunt Dorothy read from today is a confirmation that it might not be apparent to us what the difference it makes in someone's life when we share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what she shared tonight is like that teacher had no, you know, awareness of the fact that the words and that he spoken to this young man made a difference in his life. I feel like that is very important as a culture of people, as a family, for all of us to focus on. It's the little things that makes a big difference, you know. It's like I like to stress on my financial situation at this time. You know, when you give unto the Lord in your own house, that's where the judgment in the family. Say, in my house, judgment begins in my house. So we're in the house of prayer, which is his house. We should support our own, especially when they're in the right and in line with God. We should acknowledge that and give our flowers and our props while we're living. We don't need no praise from the dead and the flowers. It ain't doing the person no good at that time. So I'd like to say I thank you all for all that prayers you all have given me this quest I've been down through the court system and all, and my life. And I'm thankful to be able to reach 60 with God's help. To see me worthy to live that long. And on that, I say for this holiday season, for you all, the little bit that you share with another, even known or unknown, it'll be from the heart of God. Take his spirit and pass a blessing on you.
Round yon virgin mother child, holy infant soaking in barren mouth, sleep in heavenly peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hold on, y'all.
That's what I planned to sing, boy. Well, come on with it. We'll take your burden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
come on with it. We'll take your burden.
Sing it too, eh? Hey, we might need an encore. We might need an encore on something.
Click on the button.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. With that, just let us know that God is just in, got his hand all in this. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
No, Dr. Clark.
I would go next, and I would be sharing from Joel Osteen. And it says to be joyful always, and you can get the reading out of Nehemiah 8:10.
And it said,
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. At all times mean in the good times as well as the tough times. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing.
Mm-hmm.
The joy of the Lord is our source of strength, and the enemy knows that. He knows that if he can get you down and discouraged, before long you'll be weak and feeble, and he'll be able to easily defeat you. When you are full of joy and have the good attitude, you keep yourself strong. That positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It paves the way for God to turn your situation around.
Mm-hmm.
Decide today to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and the promises of God. Be full of joy. You'll soon experience supernatural strength and discover the victorious life God has planned for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Coming to Mom, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with us? Share with us with a silent night.
Go ahead and check us.
Silent night.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody
sing it different,
okay.
So sing it.
Amen.
Yeah, your
verse. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy and the tender and mild, sweet and heavenly, sweet and heavenly, wild and night, holy night, help of let us find glory and strength of heaven above. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ our Savior is born. Christ our Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, lovely light, reindeer beak of heaven, holy face, lift the door of healing grace. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, Lord of light, radiant beam of holy faith. Yeah.
Jesus, the Lord of my birth. Well,
Amen. Daddy, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to share a poem, The Perfect Christmas Gift. Consider all the four gospel, Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke. It says, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. He said that she would bear a son and called him Jesus, the son of David, the Savior, man, the Holy One. The perfect gift came down from heaven, the Son of God born on the earth, the Prince of Peace and the King of Jacob, became a baby of human birth. The shepherd kneeling and angels singing, giving praise to the infant Lord. The Father, glory shine around them. The love of God that night outpoured. His beaming star stood above the mansion. It led the wise men from the east. They fell and worshiped and then presented their gift to Jesus, the King and the priest. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the poem, Auntie Betty. And what did you say the title of your poem was?
The Perfect Christmas Gift.
The Perfect Christmas Gift. Amen. Let's see here. I would like to give thanks to the Lord for traveling mercy. Mom had a pleasant trip here in Georgia and back home safely in Phoenix. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we continue to pray for traveling mercy. Hubert and I and my daughter Latoya traveling probably this Friday. We're leaving out, headed back to Ohio. Thank God for his being all over us, sending his angels to protect us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see. We're at the part of our program where we do the closing prayer. And
wait,
I don't have anything prepared. Can you come to me?
Okay, because I just want to say traveling great for Jordan, too. She leaving on Saturday, going back
Jordan?
To Atlanta.
Amen. Yeah. I forgot Jordan was traveling with you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Auntie Betty, can you help me out? I don't have a closing prayer. Can you come to us with a closing prayer, please?
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you is the matchmaker, the matchless name of Jesus. First, giving thanks to the Almighty God who created us all and allow us all to have this day. Father, we just thank you for being God all by yourself. We know that you are watching over us and you keep us in your own way, oh God. And Father, we just want to give glory and praises to you. Father, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for the one that are on this prayer line. And Father, we just thank you for being so good to us, so merciful, and so kind. And you just love us so much, Father. You let us do it again, again, and again. And Father, we want to say we love you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. And we know the reason for this season is all about you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for coming to us on the spot. That was wonderful, wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, is there anything anyone else wants to share before we do the closing on our prayer line for tonight? I would like to remind everyone that we will not be on for Christmas nor New Year. We will meet back on January 8th, if I have my dates correct. So we'll miss out on two Sundays, and we'll come back on the third Sunday that's coming up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes our tonight. Someone saying something?
Yeah, I think, wouldn't that be the second Sunday in January?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the first one, but the second.
Right. Yeah, the second Sunday in January is when we'll come back together.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And we came out of Psalms. I say Auntie Carrie came out of Psalms 139. You have examined my heart. And Hubert shared with us from an insert of every day message from the Lord. Mom shared with us out of Psalms 34, the Lord is good. Amen.
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 God came to us from the upper room, and also followed by the guiding, the daily guiding prayer, praying compassion. And then we had Auntie Betty to come to us out of Philippians, every tongue shall confess. Auntie Carrie came to us from the song, Joy to the World. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, and then we had Hubert version of the Silent Night, beautiful
Amen.
Song. Followed by Mom, that's her version of the Silent Night. Amen.
Amen.
And Auntie Betty came back to us with a perfect Christmas gift, and the reading was out of Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Wonderful program tonight. And Father God, we can't thank you enough for what you have done for us, sending your only son to die for us. And we pray, and praise will continue to be in our mouth. And Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead us down the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, and we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path.
Amen.
Well, we all want to say happy birthday to Jesus, which is coming up, and we love you. And everyone have a safe and Merry Christmas. And a happy new year. And we love you all. Good night. And remember,
good night. And Merry Christmas to all. And a happy new
year. Happy new year.
And we love you all.
Love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
I get it from Angela. Okay.
I am your child.
And the world's fighting for heavy with the weight of my mistakes. You carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. When there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Closing every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't seen, no,
ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me,
and nothing, no, nothing,
nothing
separate
me from your love.
When there's so much more.
Mind.
full of me, that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. Who am I, Lord?
Who am I? You are my Lord. That you hear me. And I'm
home. Is it true, oh Lord?
Is it true? You are thinking about me.
Oh, how you love me.
How you love me.
It's amazing, Jesus.
With my head, which will caress and release pain, distress, and an instead of concentration.